This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Disney is refusing to allow its subsidiary Miramax to distribute Michael Moore's new film, Fahrenheit 9/11. It's a documentary that harshly criticizes President Bush's actions before and after the 9/11 terrorist attacks, and it links the president to the family of Osama bin Laden. NPR's Kim Masters is here with us in the studio. Kim, I understand that there are different stories, different versions as to why Disney is doing this.
Yes, Disney claims it is doing this because it caters to families of all political stripes, as they put it, and that therefore they don't want to release such a politically charged film. For Miramax and for Michael Moore, this is like a gift from God because it enables them not only to embarrass the Bush administration and get publicity for their movie, but to embarrass Michael Eisner. And for Harvey Weinstein, the chairman of Miramax, which is owned by Disney, there has been a long-running feud with Michael Eisner. And as we all know, Michael Eisner has been battered by a shareholder revolt. Disney has been just constantly in the news with more than 45% of shareholders voting against his reelection to the board. So here's a chance to say Michael Eisner did this for political reasons. He supposedly told Michael Moore's agent that he had done this because he was worried about getting tax breaks in Florida, where the president's brother, Jeb, is governor. And it makes Michael Eisner look like this bloated, vertically integrated CEO who is squelching the free speech rights of Michael Moore, thus embarrassing two big sub-quarry at the same time.
And let's not forget that Harvey Weinstein himself is a big Democratic player, big Democratic donor.
Harvey Weinstein was a major friend of Bill Clinton, and he's a huge Democratic giver and player. I'm sure he will be if he's not already a friend of Kerry's. And not only that, but Michael Moore's agent, Ari Emanuel, who is the one who sort of tried to pin this. I mean, Miramax has been very careful not to be the ones who are pinning this on Michael Eisner, this political motive. Oh, he did it because he was worried about his political contacts in the administration. Michael Moore's agent, Ari Emanuel, is also a Democratic player in Hollywood. And his brother, Rahm Emanuel, was in the Clinton White House and is a congressman now, a Democratic congressman from Illinois. So this is like a little group, a cadre of Hollywood Democrats jumping up and smiting both the administration and Michael Eisner simultaneously.
So what happens out of this? Does Miramax fight to keep and distribute the film, or what happens?
I think Miramax has already won a big battle here because they publicized the heck out of this movie. Disney does have the right to say, look, this is content that's unacceptable in the past, and I think Miramax's position now is that's if it's too sexual or too somehow inappropriate content that way, not politically. I think what will happen is that just in the interest of speed, Miramax will probably have to at least sell off most, if not all, of the movie, because otherwise Disney will be able to hang it up in negotiations for so long if they wanted to do something on their own. So I think it'll be sold, and I think it'll get into the theaters, and I think it will do well, as did Bowling for Columbine, Michael Moore's last movie, which really made a lot of money, more than $100 million, and cost about five or six, as does this movie.
NPR's Kim Masters, thank you very much.
Thank you.